Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marcia Dottin Chandler, third-year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 10th, 1952, the Barbados Advocate informed its readers of the governmental debate to secure and allocate a $10,000 loan for the Barbados fishing industry's rehabilitation and modernization. The urgent need to increase the supply of fresh fish to the island underlined the debate around the proposed $10,000 increase to the revolving loan administered by the Fisheries Advisory Committee. The proposed injection to the loan fund would enable a limited number of fishing boat owners to build engine-propelled boats. Mr. Granley Adams introduced the resolution and described the major stipulation for disbursement was that the loan distributed could not exceed 50% of the value of the boat. Mr. Adams noted that fishermen had seen the advantages of a better type of boat and, of their own volition, petitioned the government for assistance. And this was opportune as the government had already been contemplating offering assistance. He noted that three persons had embarked on building the more modern type of vessel and needed access to additional funding to acquire the engines. Mr. Adams' speech evoked varied reactions from the members of Parliament. Mr. E.D. Motley questioned the process of selection and inquired how many applications for assistance were received, as he knew there were more than three who had repeatedly applied. Mr. W.A. Crawford proposed some of the funds be allocated for the implementation of a proper cold storage facility to store the anticipated increased fish hauls. Mr. O.T. Adler suggested that no less than $1 million be spent building out the industry, as the demand and consumption of fish remain high, while delivering the added value of reducing the government expenditure on costly Canadian saltfish. Mr. Talma suggested the government-owned boat, the Investigator, should have been a forerunner in the improved fishing boat technology, as it was apparent the three successful loan applicants proved it would be a worthwhile return on investment. Similarly, in June of 2024, the fishing industry of Barbados was severely impacted by the passing of Hurricane Beryl, which destroyed or damaged approximately 75% of the island's fishing boats, destabilizing the industry and placing small boat owners in a perilous position. Prime Minister Mia Motley announced that instructions were given to work in collaboration with financial institutions to raise funding to create a 30-year revolving fund made available to assist fishermen with financing new boats. Additionally, she shared that grant funding would be available for up to 25% of the value of a new boat or boat repairs with government backing to ensure easier access to additional financing. On this day, January 10, 1952, the Barbados Advocate informed its readers of the governmental debate to secure and allocate a $10,000 loan for the Barbados fishing industry's rehabilitation and modernization.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.